Mike, first question, are what are the things when you come to these camps that you look for?
Well, I think the first thing you're looking for is the development of your rookie class. And I'm always, because I do the draft, for me it's a particular point of emphasis. So when I come out here, I want to see how quickly they can, especially from a mental perspective, because you have a pretty good feel for what they are physically, how quickly can they pick up their offense or defense? And that gives you a major hint as to how quickly they can actually contribute on the roster. And a team like the Eagles, it's already a good football team. It's really going to be interesting to watch some of these young kids, Kendricks, Curry, some of those guys, and obviously the first-round pick, Cox. How quickly can they pick it up, and how many snaps a game are you going to get out of them?
Now, speaking of Cox, obviously with Mike Patterson's injury, Cox is more in the spotlight going into this training camp. With his style of play and going to Jim Washburn's system where he's going to be asked to attack the field, will that help his transition to the NFL?
I think whether or not Patterson got hurt, it wasn't really going to impact his number of snaps too much. He's going to be in that four-man rotation. I love the kid. He's young, and I think his best football is ahead of him. And what I really like about him is he can play inside and outside at 300 pounds, which is atypical. So in a run situation, if you really wanted to, and let's face it, the Eagles weren't great against the run last year, you could put him at defensive end in the run game and then push him inside, kick him inside in pass situations and get a push up the middle. So I think with that kid, his future, to me, is unlimited. It's just how hard the kid's willing to work.
Second-round pick Michael Kendricks, already inserted as a strong-side linebacker. Speak to the difficulty of playing the strong-side position when you have the Y-9 technique playing in front of you, and how do you think Kendricks, with how he performed at Cal, will be able to transition?
You know, to oversimplify it, I think here's a kid that ran 4.47. Okay, so obviously speed is important to him, and in today's NFL, it's a pass-first league. So how fast you are, how quick you are, how you change directions, how you stick your foot in the ground and move, that's what's important at the linebacker position these days. You saw what did Ray Lewis do? He just dropped a bunch of weight to get down under 240 because he wants to be quicker. So the thing with Kendricks, I believe, is how quickly do you pick the system up? Again, the mental side of it, because if you're thinking, you're slow. So what I want to see is how quickly he can explode, how it's just no hesitation, he gets it, bang, he's gone. And again, it's a pass-first league, and this kid's suited for that.
Mike, how much better was the Eagles' defense under Juan Castillo in those last couple of games of the regular season?
Well, let's face it, they didn't have training camp. You know, you can say the rest of the league didn't either, and that's fair. The wide nine is not a defense. The wide nine is not a scheme. The wide nine is just a location where defensive ends line up. So a lot was made of that, but I think once the coaches got used to coaching together, once the players got used to it, and let's face it, with a number of all-pro corners, it was hard to figure out where to line them up too. So I think there were more questions than answers early in the season. And I think after the Seattle game, which was a pretty bad game, after that I thought they played much better. They ended up the season number 10 points allowed defensively. So there's nothing wrong with that.
On the offensive line, Jason Peters, he had the Achilles injury and obviously a dominating left tackle there. But to me, I think the rest of the line could be much better because you have the same four stars as last season, including two young guys, Jason Kelsey and Danny Watkins. What kind of growth do you expect from them in their second seasons?
You know, I'm old school. I've always believed that the longer an offensive line can play together, the better they get, especially when you start looking at how complicated defensive fronts have become, especially with all the zone blitz concepts. So the more communications, the more each of these guys understands what the other guy is going to do, the better they're going to be. And obviously you've got to integrate Bell in on the left side, and I know he's looked good early. I can't wait to see him out here today.
As a former player, what was the first day of the hitting practices in training camp like for you?
Basically, in the old days, every day was a hitting day. You know, it's not like today. So, you know, you showed up day one of camp and you were hitting. And day one of hitting is always a little bit of nervousness. And you know that there's going to be a couple of drills where you're going to be asked to show up and be physical. And that's okay. And because I was slow and not a very good player, I liked the hitting drills because I had a chance.
Last question for you, Mike, and it's a great insight here. What do you think are the Eagles' prospects going into this 2012 season, returning all that talent from last season and kind of flying under the radar, so to speak, with this year's offseason in terms of taking care of their own players?
I don't think they're flying under the radar. I mean, they're talking about, you know, that dynasty talk is out there already. And I like what Joselio Hansen said in the paper the other day, which is, hey, we got to prove it on the field. And I agree with that. And, you know, you start with the quarterback, and Michael Vick has got as much talent as any quarterback in the league, but he probably has played a 16-game season maybe once in his 9 years. So you start at that position and work outwards. And if Michael Vick can stay healthy, this team can be as good as he can make the team. And there's enough talent here to talk division championship, to talk playoffs, to talk Super Bowl. But talk doesn't mean anything. You got to go out and do it.
How excited are you for the Thursday night telecast this year, every week?
Can't wait. We got 13 games this year. Last year we had 8. We've got Chicago at Green Bay, week 2 of the NFL season. I'm heading out to Green Bay tomorrow night. I can't wait, man.
Well, we'll see you, Mike, towards the end of the season when the Eagles play the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike Mayock from NFL Network, among many other media outlets. Thank you very much for joining us here on Training Camp Live. We're going to send it back to the tent with Dave Spadaro.